There's a great crowd here today on a Saturday morning. When you're sitting up front looking toward the front, you don't see everybody back there. Yeah. Amen. Our first time here, we're glad to come.
Yeah.
And Brother David did a wonderful job preaching. I tell you what, we're living, I was telling Brother Andrew, you know, we holiness people get caught. We're kind of caught sometimes in fighting on two fronts. We've got a world that is so way out there. And a church world that is just so way out there. We're battling that. So we're trying to hold a standard, you know, for our behavior, our activity, the way we look, the way we live. We got to do that. But then sometimes, on the other hand, we get that's all we focus on. And we forget that if you don't have it deep down inside, all that other is just a waste of time, you know. And it just, we get stuck in that. But man, I'll tell you what, I appreciated that preaching today. Amen. I grew up in a preacher's home. A lot of you knew my mom and dad, and they were great godly people. And I mean, my dad, he was not one of those kind of guys who didn't know how to raise kids and just walked around wringing his hands. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? He just did it. You know, we had rules. He dictated what we wore, what our haircut. I remember more than once we'd get a second trip to the barber shop and say, that's not short enough. Go back. That was really embarrassing. So, I mean, he made Steve and I and Ruth, sure, she was a baby. She got away with more than we did. But he kept us tight. You know, there was a time when I had to pray those things through for myself. Mom and Dad's experience won't last. You got to have more than that. And I remember when I prayed it through for me. Hallelujah. So then it didn't matter if Dad was there or not. It didn't matter if Mom was there or not. It didn't matter if anybody was watching or not. Amen. When I prayed it through for myself, amen, that's what makes the difference. And part of what I was going to preach to you today was about having a real experience. Not just knowing about it, but experiencing it. Amen. I remember when I really experienced holiness and sanctification for myself. I remember when I experienced the baptism of the Holy Ghost for myself. I remember that experience. It was real, and it's still real. Hallelujah. Now, if Mom or Dad or the preacher tell you that it's real, and somebody out there says, that's not real, you know, you just kind of choose who to believe. But if you experience it for yourself, they can say whatever they want. And you can smile and say, believe what you want, but I know it's real. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad to be with you, Brother Dathan. We just getting to know Brother Dathan and Sister Shara and love them and their family. And that little guy, I told Brenda, he looks like a little small sumo wrestler. Their family is so precious, and we really love and appreciate them. A lot of friends here that I have known through the years, and a lot of folks you don't know who in the world I am. And the way they were talking, you thought I was a celebrity, but I'm really not.